Number 100 from April of 2014, Tell God Your Plans. I thought that I had a pretty good plan last spring. The spring floods had torn out my old fence by the bridge, so I sunk a new corner post and put up a tight new fence there. I cleaned out the logs and crop residue that the floods had used to push the old fence over and thought I was in pretty good shape for this spring. However, I didn't figure on the icebergs that we would have this spring. We have had such an odd mix of weather that it has caused destruction in a whole new way. It rained and filled the pasture, then it was bitterly cold and froze about 8 or 10 inches of ice, then it rained again and the ice chunks broke up and slammed into my nice new fence, completely demolishing it. I now have bent steel posts and barbed wire dangling out into the creek. Our plans don't always turn out like we think they should. I have heard it said before, if you want to make God laugh, just tell him your plans. I don't remember the author, but I remember another quote, and it was, man proposes, but God disposes. So I guess we can make plans, but that doesn't mean things will always happen as planned. Sometimes the forces of evil interfere with our plans. Sometimes God has a better plan for us. Actually, in my career, I've never even had much of a plan. I knew I wanted to become a Lutheran minister, but after that, it has just sort of been bouncing from pillar to post. There weren't many calls for Seminex graduates, so I took the part-time call at a mission congregation and worked construction as my other job. I got into chaplaincy training because I wanted to work inside out of the North Dakota winters. I did my chaplaincy work on the chemical dependency units, and that's how I trained to become an addiction counselor as well. I got to Ball Memorial Hospital in Muncie, Indiana, because they wanted a chaplain slash addiction counselor with parish experience, and that sounded just like me. I got to Our Blessed Savior Lutheran kind of by accident as well. I wasn't even on the pulpit supply list, but got a phone call and agreed to fill in for a few Sundays and discovered that I really enjoyed the parish again after all those years away, and here I am almost 10 years later. In all of this, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of planning, and yet things have seemed to work out as they should. It should be obvious now, even to me, that the Holy Spirit has had his hand in all of these various decisions and moves. As we have become fond of saying, coincidence? I don't think so. Now it appears that the Lord is laying another possibility or opportunity in my path. Our congregation has received an invitation from St. John Lutheran to meet together to discuss ways that we might work together in cooperate and strengthened ministries. This might include the option of becoming a two-point parish. That means that the two congregations would maintain their separate identities, buildings, and services, but would share a pastor, which at this time would be me. The things I do at our parish would not change appreciably, but I would also do some of these same things at St. John. The advantages of the two-point parish would be that both congregations would have a stable pastoral presence, but time is saved in the areas of sermon preparation, Bible class preparation, newsletter article writing, children's sermons, and other preparations. The two congregations will be having a united Monday-Thursday service at Our Blessed Savior and then go downstairs for a lunch and a meeting of the minds to discuss different scenarios. The face of the Christian church is not going to be the same as when I grew up. We know that for sure. I don't know how this will all turn out, but maybe God has a better plan again. The Holy Spirit is tricky that way.